transformation will happen in small steps. And I was suggesting that we start exercising with a method called the Pratipaksha Bhavana, where we exchange one type of perspective with another. You must first of all know these perspectives or darshans are used in our language usually as having darshan of the deities. We stand before the deities, or we have darshan of our spiritual master. But more than seeing or being seen, darshan can also include an insight which you have, a comprehension, or a way you look onto the world, almost like Weltanschauung, you know, a world view that gives you a certain access to a truth or a reality. You can compare the way of seeing with using a lens. See, I have these glasses and I am not able to see on long distances. So I have, these are long distance glasses, but they are very practical. They were given to me by the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. They have also small glasses for seeing short things in short distance. So if I look here, I can tell you every detail on the altar. But without the glasses, it just looks very wonderful, but I wouldn't be able to tell you many details. Of course, I can see these Agoni Thai deities, but I wouldn't be able to tell you the faces, and also not the faces of Radha and Krishna, how they look. So a world view, or a way of looking in the world, can help you to see things very clear. And one has to learn this. Most of us are having a very negative, we have a negative lens. For instance, what would happen to you if I would tell you, Shrisha, God Krishna and me talked about you? You would immediately think, oh, isn't it? Most of us, when we hear such things, I think your good name is Pradyumna. Brother of Pradyumna. Your good name is? Vrajajana. Vrajajana. You know, I was after the kirtan, I went to Jayadvaita Maharaj and we talked about your kirtan. You would immediately, most probably, think, especially this constellation, two swamis, you know. And you might think something, because our insecurities, which all of us are bearing in the world of anxieties in Kunta Loka, play into our perspective and ruin a lot of our lives, my dear devotees. The way, now I gave you just a little example, but the way we think about us and our possibilities is very much distorted, because we look through the darshan of an ordinary soul. So this is addressed in sacred scripture by saying you have to change your lens. And I would like to give you a few examples from the Bhagavatam, because you might think, well, this is just a new idea which is maybe not so important. But it is very important. In the 7th canto, chapter 15, verse 22, you find out how you should change your outlook when you feel you're overwhelmed by lusty desires for sense gratification. And by making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desires for sense gratification. For instance, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example of when Ekadasi is coming, and you know, oh, tomorrow no grains for me, and I just like my Schweizer Knäckebrot so much, but not possible tomorrow. You are a little bit disturbed, but if the night before you make a plan with determination, okay, tomorrow is no Schweizer Knäckebrot, it's a grain, but what we make is something with quinoa and capperis, you know, and so on. So by making plans with determination, you can give up lusty desires, for instance, in relation to eating for sense gratification. Do you know how you can conquer your anger? Are you sometimes angry? I'm somehow, anger is not my problem. I have other problems, envy I have. But when you have anger, you must work on another, bring your mind to another thing. You must give up envy on someone. Are you sometimes greedy for money? No, everyone looks at me. Hopefully he doesn't single me out. Don't worry, I will not take anyone. You must discuss the disadvantages of accumulating wealth, and in this way you can give up greed. And by discussing the truth, one can give up all fear. Are you sometimes fearful? I think we all are. When we go through a dark forest at midnight, for instance, and it makes ooh, you know, and we become fearful at that time. But then we can see we should go into the truth. Okay, what made who? Oh, it was only an owl. And what is an owl? An owl, no? And you can give up all kinds of fear. There's a story in the Pancharatra that there was a fox who had a foxhole, and he came back to the foxhole after there was a war happening. So when he in that area, so when he came to his foxhole, it made always this sound, and he thought these were gunshots. So then he came back after 1 week, and again he heard this sound. He came back after 1 month, but again, they're still shooting there. So the fox decided, but maybe not. Let me find out the truth. And he came close. And what did he say? He saw a drum by a dead soldier. You know, they use drums for marching. And there was a wind, and it would blow some grass on the drum. And therefore it was the sound. So when you are afraid of something, you must discuss the truth, and that will change your perspective. There are many such things. Do you sometimes have lamentation and illusion? I think we all have. At that time, you need to get together with the devotee and discuss spiritual knowledge. And there are many tips like this, and if you want to read them, they are really self-help tips from the Bhagavatam. I strongly recommend you 7th Canto, chapter 15, verses 22 to 25. That is all about changing your perspective and coming into another thing. I would like to now do something with you, a little exercise, changing your perspective of japa. Changing all this pratipaksha bhavana, my dear devotees, can also be translated in reframing. When you do something in a repeated way, you will have a certain feeling or association about it. Now, most of the devotees who do japa, which I have met, don't feel so attracted to japa as they do towards kirtan, for instance. And in order to feel attraction to japa, they need to reframe their experience, or let me say it differently, they need to practice pratibhaksha bhavana in relation to japa. I have one person from the Gurukul. I know one person from the Gurukul. He went to various ISKCON Gurukuls when he was young. And I once asked him, "I never see you doing japa. Is there a reason?" And he said, "Yeah, I cannot relate to japa, but to kirtan very much." Then I said, "Could there be a reason why you cannot relate to japa so much?" And he said, "Yeah, when we were children and we did mischief, then the teachers caught us and they said, 'Okay, you did so much mischief. You threw paper at the person who sat next to you,' you know, like children do. And I also did this when I was a child. I had a gummy and I was sometimes at the teacher and so on when he was just mean and not good character. Yes, so anyway, so then when we did mischief, the teacher said, 'Now, for your punishment, you need to chant 2 rounds. So all the other children could go and take their noon prasadam, but the mischief doer had to do japa. Now, what happened to this poor child? The child was thinking japa is punishment, not very, it cannot be inspiring. Now, many of us have similar sanskaras. Oh, japa, 16 rounds, and 16 rounds in one go. It means I will be bored, I will fall asleep, I will most probably feel unengaged, I will have material desires and material perspectives in myself, and I will ask myself, what's the use anyway of doing it? This cannot please Krishna. I can't imagine that this is a bona fide spiritual practice. So if you have such secret doubts, such secret unacknowledged doubts, you need to reframe your japa. You need to change your mood towards japa into to another mood. And this morning I talked to a few devotees. We were just sitting, and I said that I had seen in one Zoom japa workshop by Mahatma Prabhu that he had used affirmations in japa. And I had thought at that time, affirmation, this is this new age stuff, which is actually based on inflating the ego. I had my opinion about it. Then Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj, a god brother whom I respect very dearly for his thoughtfulness, he visited our ashram, And he said, do you know what, Satchinanda Maharaj? I was in your japa retreat, but I also saw the japa retreat of Mahatma. And he used affirmation. And since I do that, it really works. I thought, my God, where has ISKCON gone? This was my first reaction. But then I thought, you don't know everything, Satchinanda Swami. Don't be so arrogant. There can be affirmations which you say which help a great devotee like Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj. So let's again revisit this. And why don't you try yourself? Why do you pass a judgment without having even tried it? So then I looked at the affirmation, and the affirmations were like this. I wish to chant, I get to chant, and I love to chant. You say this to yourself. This is based on a spiritual principle that the soul, who is the origin of our life force, you know, and so on, which is the silent observer in many cases, often very covered, that this soul wishes to be with Krishna, the soul wishes to obtain divine blessings, the soul wishes really, like anything, to taste ananda, with the paramananda, see Krishna, and so on. This is a, so in a, it's not false to say, I wish to chant because chanting gives me all these things which I inherently desire. So you say, I wish to chant, I get to chant, that is, I have the opportunity to chant, and I love to chant. So I would like to make this with all of you. Please take your bead back. We will do, I will prepare you a little, and then we will chant two rounds together. I think some of you will say, good idea, because my rounds are still not 100% where I wish them to be for today. So we will, but we will chant special rounds. So let me get my orchestra ready. I will first do a simple exercise which will make you experience the power of sound, okay? Because japa is having association with Krishna in the form of his sound vibration. So if you first need to become a little sensitive to this, and then I will from time to time use these affirmations. I will change them a little bit to surprise you and keep you on track. Are you willing to do this? Good. I request you to sit properly. We try to aim at a stable, straight sitting position. And we will just experience the magic of sound. We will take one name of the holy, of the Maha Mantra, and we will just chant this in a monosyllable fashion. I will chant one time alone, and then we will chant three times together. Sound of Ram enter you, deep inhale. Focus on the sound, let it come inside of you. Very good. and the last time. We will chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Devasami Gaur Bhaktavinoda. Now we will chant together the Mahamantra in one voice for a bit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A little higher. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please absorb the sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, please listen to this affirmation. It is my deepest desire to chant nicely. The next affirmation. I now have the opportunity to do so. And the third, actually, I love to chant. Please chant now on your own. We will have about two rounds to go together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue to chant. I will say some affirmations, but please continue to chant. Don't stop, please. I wish to chant in an absorbed way. Try your best. Please continue to chant. I'm grateful for the opportunity to chant. Actually, it's easy and very Krishna conscious to chant.
Yes, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
please continue for a little while. I wish to chant. I get to chant. I actually love to chant. When I was in America, I met one godbrother of mine, Vaisheshika Prabhu, and we discussed a little on the Pratipaksha Bhavana, and he gave me an insight. He said there is a saying in America, unless you frame your life, you will be framed. In other words, unless you decide which way you would like your thoughts to go, your thoughts will decide where you wish to, where you go. And he said to me, the English word "you will be framed" means also something else. It means people will come and mob against you and frame you, that is, put you in some corner. I would like to tell you this story. I will call it the most terrible night ever. There was once a young man who went to Romania, and in his travels he came to Transylvania. The word brought uncanny memories of Bram Stoker's novel Count Dracula to his memory. There was in the past a historic figure called Dracula who was known for his very harsh punishment of the Turkish invader. He would put them on a sharpened stick or what is it called, pole, and then pull them down, and they would have the stick in their behind, and it would take them 3 days to die, and they would bleed to death. So after this very cruel method of punishing, legend has it that this count, who was very successful to drive the Turkish out, he became a bloodthirsty monster. And this is well documented in the movie industry. So this young man came to Transylvania. He didn't believe in all this stuff. So he took in the evening, went to a guest house. He took a room, and he somewhat slept well until it was around 12 o'clock, where he heard the scream. Ah! Oops. What was that? He woke up. Maybe there's something to Dracula. Maybe it's not just a legend. The next thing is he heard on the corridor before his room. It was a wooden corridor. It made, he heard the steps. And the steps stopped before his door. Wow, he's after me. Then the door, all of a sudden, the door flew open and the window flew open. Or was it the window first and the door second? And the next moment he says, he sees through two red glowing eyes coming at him, and then he feels the slit, you know, near his, what is it called, jugular vein, Halsschlagader. And he screams, "Help, help, help, Jesus, amen, hallelujah." The next thing he knows is that the light goes on, and there's this very healthy looking, you know, very big bodied woman from the guest house, and said, "What's wrong with you?" And he says, "Dracula came." "Nonsense, there's no Dracula." No, I heard him outside the window. That was our female goat. She gave birth to a child. Finally, we have another small goat. Yeah, but then I heard the steps on the wooden boards before my room, and they stopped there. Yeah, young man, we have wooden door, and it moves in the night, and it came just. But after your door, we have stone floor, so that's why it stopped there. But then the door. Yeah, there was our windows are old. You know, they opened, and then a gust of wind came in, but tell me, here, look at this. There's blood coming from my jugular vein. Oh, our cat likes to sleep at the feet of guests, And because you were behaving so much like a British city man, you were scaring our poor cat, and she jumped and must have come close to your face with one of her paws. What happened here? First of all, the mind interpreted the things in one way, and then another pratipakshana bhavana happened, and the young student became peaceful. My dear devotees, this is what you have to learn. Your mind is constantly replaying the old sanskaras like a broken record that does not move forward. You have these grooves in the record, so you have also sanskaras, and they replay again and again the same story. I am not good enough, or I am too sensitive. Oh, this Hare Krishna Hare Ram doesn't work with me. It is the same thing, and unless you bring something new against it, or you purify the whole thing totally. This is the second method, and we will hear about it in a moment. You will go according to the old programs. And if you have studied this a little bit, and if you study human interactions and so on, you will see that most of people are replaying the same things. They don't have new thoughts. They don't have new conversations. They don't have new experiences. They replay a mediocre life and mediocre thoughts. So the most powerful replacement of old thoughts, which I do know of, is gratitude. Ours is a culture of gratitude. Gratitude based on the understanding that Krishna is in control of my life, Gaur Govinda, and Krishna gives me what I need to get at this stage of life. He has his good plan, his good design for me. Devotees in great acharyas teach us that at the beginning, the end, and the middle of anything, there should be auspicious invocations. And listen to them, you will see that they have to do a lot with gratitude. The great grammarian Patanjali says, he's also a grammarian, by the way, Mangaladini mangala madhyani mangalantani hishastrani pratatante virapushani chab bhavan anti ash yushmat prayushani cha adyetarasha siddhata yatasyu iti. Translation. He talks about acharyas who do this auspicious invocation. Those acharyas who compose literature that have grateful, auspicious invocations at the beginning, middle, and end of their compositions become extremely powerful and long-lived. So, okay, if an individual acknowledges his kritagya, you know, he's grateful, and from that place gives invocations, he becomes powerful and long-lived. The students of such literature obtain the fulfillment of all desires. This is from the Mahabhasya on the Ashtadhyayi scripture. Oh, yes, many scriptures. My dear devotees, Vaishnavas in our life never ever forget to count their blessings. There is one composition, Mukta Charita, from Raghunath Das Goswami, the pearl pastime. Most of you have heard at times from it. It's a very beautiful pastime. It starts out with a verse which is chanted at the beginning of lectures by many devotees today. Namashtam manumapi sachiputram matrasvarupam rupam tasya gajam urupurim maturim gostavatim radha kundam girivaramaho radhika madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurun tanatosmi. It means I offer my obeisances. This is at the beginning of the work Muktacharita. Raghunath Goswami has written his gratitude to his spiritual master. I offer my obeisances to Sri Guru, by whose abundant mercy I have obtained the topmost name of Hari. My Diksha mantras, this is the Gayatri mantras, the old association of Shachi Devi's son. Who is Shachi Devi's son? Yes, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the grace of my Guru, I have attained the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, and his elder brother of Sri Sanatana Goswami. Besides this, I have attained the topmost abode of Sri Mathura. In Mathura, I have attained the Vrindavan forest, as well as Sri Govardhan and Radhakund. Most importantly, by the mercy of that Sri Guru, I have obtained the hope of rendering service to Sri Sri Radhika Madhava. It's verse 4 of Muktacharita. If you wish, you can make a photo with your photographic function in your new mobile phone and have some good verse there to learn, where you actually acknowledge gratefulness. Can't we be grateful? We also have attained the holy name. We also have attained, some of us, the Diksha mantras. Others are aspiring for this. We have attained good association. We have heard about Mathura, Vrindavan Dham and its holy places. And more than anything, I think we have in us an internal GPS, a desire that moves us on towards Radha and Krishna. We have this hope. Where would we be without this hope that one day I can render service? So there are many, many, I have collected some verses here and stick them in my book from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti and Jiva Goswami, and they all always have this one thing. They change their perspective into that of gratitude. Let us revisit and remember this beautiful morning class by our Swayam Bhagavan Keshava Maharaj this morning. He was telling us about how Vidura was insulted actually and banished from his kingdom, from the kingdom, by his evil nephew Duryodhana. No, Duryodhana lashed out to him in the public assembly. He was actually the prime minister, the mantri of the Hastinapur Empire. He was not just some yo shmo. No, he was the prime minister. And this Duryodhana, this young income peep who had a voice like a braying donkey, he said to him, you have always sided with our enemies. It's not a fact. You have always acted like an enemy, although we gave so much to you. And can't you understand your position? You are a servant. We keep you, we feed you, we dress you, and still you go against us. Yes, Vidura saw, he knew the psychology of Dhritarashtra's son, Duryodhana. He could see this was really a person who was obsessed with aham and mameti to a degree that he was demoniac, really. But he could also see the hand of Krishna in this. And he was thus grateful that he was directed by the Lord to leave the kingdom and go on pilgrimage and just stop being part of these terrible palace intrigues, which were really too much. You know, there were black magic was used there by Duryodhana and his people. They used witchcraft. They used really deception. And so on and so forth. But he could go now on pilgrimage for his own purification. He was grateful. He could have stayed with what happened from Duryodhana to him, that, oh no, this is my relative. I tried so much to advise him. I was keeping here. I stayed just to benefit these gurus. And this is the reward. He's insulting me before everyone. And he could be very heartbroken, like some of us are who get a bad email and who stay with this. But he chose some other perception, this perception of seeing Krishna's hand in there. How can you be grateful? You can be grateful when you leave the controller mentality that you do everything on your own steam and you enter the dependent mentality where you understand the Lord, my protector, is taking care of me. So this is some thing on gratitude. I would like to now do a little exercise with you and then we will stop. It's the concluding exercise for today. There are many devotees who have been convinced by these and this method. They have read verses from the Bhagavatam where they saw great devotees like Parikshit Maharaj using this method. In 1.19.4, Parikshit Maharaj is talking about this mental transformation. You know, the king heard from a messenger that he had been cursed to die in 7 days. The father of Sringi, this boy who had spoken this curse over Parikshit, the father had sent a messenger which informed him, who informed Parikshit Maharaj about his imminent death. So here is a verse which says how Parikshit reacted. First of all, he was sitting in his palace and said, "Oh, I did really a mistake for which I repent. For a moment, I couldn't control my mind, and when I was not received by the saint and not offered even a little water, I put a snake around his neck." So while the king was thus repenting, sa chintayan, thinking with anxiety, itam atashnito, sa chintayan itam atashrino yata. While he was thus repenting, he received news of his imminent death. The messenger arrived and said, I come from what's his name? Shamika Rishi? I'm not 100% sure. So he received the death news, which would be, the death would be due to the bite of a snake bird, occasioned by the curse spoken by the sage's son. The king accepted this, however, as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference toward worldly things. Parikshit thought, wow, now I can disentangle myself from my political career. He was the emperor of a vast, vast kingdom. And now I can focus only on Krishna. And so on. Prabhupada says, his material assets as the emperor of the world were setbacks to perfect attainment of his rightful status as one of the associates of the Lord in the spiritual sky. As a devotee of the Lord, he could understand that the cursing of the Brahmin boy, although unwise, was a blessing upon him, being the cause of detachment from worldly affairs, both political and social. Shamika Muni, that's the father, also, after regretting this, the incident, conveyed the news to the king as a matter of duty so that the king would be able to prepare himself to go back to Godhead. We have a great devotee in our midst, His Holiness Kadamba Karana Maharaj, who received death news. Maybe his time is up to November and December, and then he will be called. I was lucky to meet Maharaj in New York at the Rath Yatra, and I was very grief-stricken. I also have a human heart, and I asked, how do you take it? What goes on in you with this news? And Maharaj very nicely, very open-heartedly shared, we will all have to die, Sachinandan Swami. I have now the notice, and I will wind up my activities in this world now. And he also confided that, yes, I'm a little bit afraid of the pain management. There will be pain. And he doesn't want to take these heavy painkillers, which will fog the brain. Yes, but this needs to be managed. This is a concern. But otherwise, he took it really like a spiritual hero, I would say, who was seeing death with spiritual eyes and who also saw Krishna in it. No? The moment you develop a Krishna-centered perspective, my dear devotees, you can be grateful always. So I would like to guide you into an exercise now. It's a partner exercise. I know some of you don't like these exercises. Please do them anyways, no? Pratipaksha Bhavana, no? Go from one opinion to another opinion. It is good. You will see something new. And the question I would like to ask you, find out three things you can be grateful for on the summer camp, in this situation, Bhakti Retreat, 2000, what do we have, 51 or 2022. So, three things, and I give you a secret tip. it will be very difficult if you think self-centered. Oh, I ate the wrong combination of food and my stomach is a little upset, you would think. But if you think Krishna-centered, where is Krishna in the bhakti retreat? It will be very easy for you to find access to gratitude. So please turn to your neighbor. Find a neighbor first. I will go with Gaurahari. So, who is neighbor A? Please raise your hand. Anyone can be A. Who is partner A? Some of you don't know. Jivanat, wer von in eurer Gruppe ist A? Yeah, good. It should be half of you whose fingers go up, but only 20. The rest are you with me? Are you here? Good. Then who is partner B? I suggest that partner A goes first. So who is who here? You are partner A. What could you be grateful for? Really?
Yeah. I was 2 weeks visiting my parents because I really started to miss the association. Especially the Sharmaraj.
Spirit is what I would call not so attractive. So it's nice that I can see that without feeling grudge. Or good. I think this is good enough. Sorry? Uh-huh. Please give your other partner also a chance to say. I think here only in your group only one partner has shared. So you must switch also, no? In other groups only one person. No, we also too. Good. Please. We have 2 more minutes. You have to be really speed turbo sharing.
No, then they will think it's over. Yeah. I only have this one prayer. Please accept me and please purify my heart. That's all that can make me and give me pure devotional service. This is the 3 things which I pray for since 20 years, nothing new. But when I read Acharya prayers, there are so many new points for me to learn. We will go by the way after this, right? We have made this Would you mind if you take Sundaramanda with us, walking behind us, and when we are finished, I go to Sundaramanda?
Good.
Will you go? You mean the route? The route? The route, the way we wish we take?
And, do you want us to go for a walk?
Yeah, and talk on a walk. Also because we know each other and if we sit too much, we need to walk a little. Yeah?
Done? Good things came out? What is the melody? So, Hare Krishna, did you find 3 things you can be grateful? Was it real gratitude or were you just following the social narrative around you? No, it came from the heart. You didn't speak something because you thought I will look good in the eye of the other? No? A little bit? You have to be very careful in these exercises. They are really real, you know. If you can contact something which is real and not a concept and just become a little bit more conscious about it, then you will really see a difference. I would suggest for you, each one of you has mentioned 3 things, or maybe one has had only 2 things, that's good enough. Why don't you keep this in your mind and remember it tomorrow? Best is when you get up in the morning, first thing. And see if you can live your life in this gratitude mode. And when, now listen, and when you start to get disturbed about something, maybe toothache, your own toothache, or it could be from others, maybe kirtan is not to your liking, or you're disturbed by someone who seems to be very superficial, or a very unfulfilling conversation, or anything, you know. which is disturbing you, then go to the points you can be grateful for. Don't stay in the negative thought pattern. This is what is meant with this method of Pratipaksha Bhavana. It's very real, and it is a sadhana. It is a discipline. You have to do it. It does not mean that when there are things to correct in others, we are not speaking about correcting others, you know, putting an ideal in front of us. This is not the talk in this lecture. That has validity. We are just now thinking about an individual sadhana to exchange negative thoughts which bring us to a lower mindset. You can see when you are negative thoughts, you will feel less inspired, and all your energy is from anger and all this. You get sometimes a little, for a little moment, energy from negative thoughts or being judgmental and so on. We speak about spiritual life here, Prabhus. So we exchange that for positive. It's not positive. Krishna-centered thoughts, which are opposite thinking. No, and it will do you a very good. Prabhupada would call this mental hygiene. You don't allow things which weaken you in your mind. There is obviously time to express, "Oh, I'm really disappointed with you because you didn't keep your promise to me." This thing says also it's time. We are not speaking of taking this away. We are just now speaking about the sadhana of exchanging weakening thoughts with strong thoughts, and we are basing this exercise on Krishna-centeredness, like Vidura, like Parikshit Maharaj, who saw, even in very challenging circumstances, these were very challenging. We usually don't deal with such challenging circumstances, who practiced seeing the opposite thinking. This is my second lecture about this subject matter today. I really stay on the point. I don't know, I might have a third lecture on it, because I feel there's too much negativity in our minds. In our movement is also a lot of negative talk. But we won't stop this negative talk if we don't become ourselves more, more Krishna-centered in what we do. It's really all about Krishna-centered. Centeredness. You see, I have some urgent message here, but I will pull back my Jehovah Witness preaching style and become a gentle person again. Good. I think we should end here. We will also end 50 minutes earlier than the allotted time. I think the point is quite clear. No, please don't think it's not complicated. It's very simple. Opposite thinking, you know, it is. There were many illustrations and so on. You have understood it. If you want, you have understood this. And it will be good for you. Tomorrow, please try. And I might check on you. I might come into your room, in the men's room, obviously. Ladies are safe. And might check on you. No, I won't do that. Hare Krishna. We will just sing for 7 more minutes. Try, as your mind goes into usual thought patterns, to bring it back to a more more good thought patterns. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, actually wish to chant. I've gotten an opportunity to chant. And I love to chant. Ramo, Ramo, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me thank you all very much for your very kind and willing participation. I do know that these subject matter, when we take them really to practicing them, living with them, going to bed with them, rising in the morning with them, when we take these concepts seriously, we will see transformation happening on this retreat with us. And we will hopefully become a little bit more inspired and maintain our inspiration as we leave the retreat. I wish you a wonderful night, or even if this is a meal I think you will eat now. And we will see each other again. At which time, please? 8 o'clock in the temple room this time, Jai Gopal? Yes. What? I think so. Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.